Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about communicating with millennials with Jason Dorsey in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Fewer and fewer consumers have any sort of a connection these days with modern production agriculture, with any sort of a farm or ranch operation. And according to Jason Dorsey, who's an expert when it comes to millennials and Gen Z, those under 21 years of age, the big challenge for agriculture these days is making sure their side of the story about modern production agriculture is actually reaching these younger generations, those under 40 years of age.
Obviously, a major challenge within the agricultural industry of folks wanting to tell the story for producers, telling whether it's the whole food type folks or others that are trying to sell natural, organic, non-GMO. How do these messages ring with the millennials especially?
Well, I think the challenge is that those are the messages that they're primarily hearing. They're not hearing about all the other great stories in this industry, and that's the problem. You know, Whole Foods and many of these other retailers and marketers, you know, they spend millions, tens of millions of dollars putting out a message that works for their brand and their position, not necessarily, for example, the people that were in attendance today. And what we have to see is that the actual producers out there involved in all these aspects of the agriculture, they have to be telling that message directly. And that's not what they're used to doing. But it's so critically important. It's so important to be on Facebook. It's important to be on Instagram and YouTube, telling the stories, building connection, really changing the narrative so it's not just retail driven, but really driven from the production side, which frankly millennials and Gen Z want to hear. They want to know where their food comes from, and who better to share that than the people that are actually producing it.
Very interesting to me that you talked about how both of these groups, millennials and the Gen Zers, actually receive messages or look at messaging. And you said it's really all about visuals.
Yeah, one of the key insights from our research, and we're constantly doing studies and working with all kinds of clients around the world, is that visual is the language of information today. And what that means is with millennials and Gen Z, video is critically important. They're going to watch a video before they read something, and then images, and then bullet points. So as you think about your messaging, a lot of times you have marketers or owners who are baby boomers, for example. They want to write everything out because that's how they like to take in information. But that's not how these consumers do. And it's so important that as you think about your message, you want it to be in video form, you want it to be in images. You know, less text and more visuals is what we're trying to teach because we know that works better.
At the end of the day, when we think about these generations, how do you best reach them successfully?
Well, in terms of the channels that producers can control, the best is always going to be social media or digital media because you can actually control those outlets in terms of the message that you want. But the other is bigger awareness campaigns. You know, we think in general that the ag industry has a lot of opportunity, which is a nice way of saying the message isn't being heard clearly from many of the organizations. And that's true not just at a state level, but in particular national. And we've got to tell the message in a way that aligns with how millennials and Gen Z want to hear it. It's not about spending more money. It's about using the resources wisely in a way that's more effective with the group we're trying to influence. And, you know, that's what we do for all these big brands. And it's important, and the industry needs to be doing it as well.
Any one message you think we need to be communicating?
I think the main message is not to give up on millennials and not to treat them like everyone else. If you're willing to adapt, millennials are very willing and open-minded as buyers. But if you're not willing to adapt, we're not going to be able to reach them in the way we could.
Same true for the Gen Z?
Absolutely. And Gen Z's at an even more formative stage because of their age. And so we want to be getting them messages and using influencers that really do speak to the truth and facts. And I think often that gets lost, as we look at all the different channels, and it's important to bring that back.
Jason Dorsey, who knows his stuff when it comes to millennials and Gen Z, talking about how the beef industry can best communicate with these younger generations. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.